Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March 4th and the whole week ahead. Lovely Mercury conjunct Neptune in your sign. This is not just romantic, but it's so artistic. So it's good obviously for some kind of image change and makeover. It has to be, Neptune's involved. But it's also good if you've got ideas, writing creatively, poetry, fairy tales, use your artistic gifts. Here's your Sunday stars. Put Mars and Saturn together and you've got drive and focus. And the harder you are prepared to work, the further you're going to go. This is so good if you're a Pisces who has ambition. It's a very ambitious aspect. It's also excellent if you want to invest in certain areas, especially where money is concerned. But you know what? Money comes through hard work. It is like the artisan's aspect. And if you can use it, then the richer you'll be. Here's your Monday stars. The moon is in Gemini. With the moon in Gemini, for you as a Piscean, you need to think about a home or family situation. It could well be that there's difficulties either connected with your work or your career and your home and your family. My biggest advice is don't take your work home with you now. Luckily enough, things cheer up later on in the day. But earlier on could be quite dismal. And here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely aspect. Sun conjunct Mercury and in your sign. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun, Mercury in the first house. It's good because it's great for your mind. It shows great intellect and the ability to think things through. And that's what you should do over the next couple of days, is use your mind. Don't do anything just by feeling or your senses, but think it, be intellectual. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon's in Cancer. For you as a Piscean, what that means is your love life could be under attack today, simply because there are a number of squares. There are big challenges to that little old moon of yours. So you'll feel on the defensive. And if you do go on the attack, then you will soon be beaten back. And that's why anything to do with love or romance or your feelings, be tender with yourself and protect yourself. And here's your Thursday stars. Oh, a fabulous aspect between the Sun and Pluto means that you can grab victory from the jaws of defeat. This is the perfect aspect to ease you through obstacles, to help you make a fresh start and new beginnings. Remember this. If something's dead and gone, then let it go. But there will be something good to take from it. Take it, move on, start afresh, and success awaits. Here's your Friday stars. As Mars moves into Taurus, then for you, this is your third house of communications and opening up your mind. But Mars is always best when being single-minded and focused. And over the next 6 to 7 weeks, then it's the perfect time for you to start a new lifestyle. Get rid of the old, in with the new, get rid of ruts and routines and try something fresh. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.